When Angel released Michael's recordings of the Tchaikovsky Concerto and the Saint-Saëns' Rondo Capriccioso in North America in time for Christmas, 1956, he inscribed a copy, "To the most wonderful woman in the world, all my love," and sent it to Adrienne. Mrs. Rosenbaum's propriety was offended. Her daughter was just 20 years old, so she erased the word woman from the album's cover. In the opinion of the Washington Post, Michael's playing was hardly to be bettered by anyone anywhere on records. While to Harold Schoenberg, music like this was just made for a virtuoso like Rabin, who sweeps through it with remarkable control and musical surety. More recording sessions were scheduled for New Year's Day, 1957, necessitating a return visit by ocean liner to the UK. Jean went with him. The orchestra was once again the Philharmonia, but this time Sir Adrian Bolt was on the podium. Michael had first collaborated with Sir Adrian at a summer concert in New York 2 years earlier and felt comfortable working with him, which was fortunate, because within 4 days they had to record the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, Bruch's Scottish Fantasy, the Wieniawski Concerto in F-sharp minor, and Ravel's Tzigane. On January 2nd, in the midst of the recording sessions and homesick as always, Michael wrote a passionate love letter to Adrienne. "Without you, my heart is a void," he professed, adding that he couldn't sleep and was burning up with love.